Good morning, everybody. Welcome. The sound of the shofar, our victory march, shall come forth soon and very soon. It is so exciting to know that that will be the start of the next feast of the Lord when he returns and fulfills that feast. Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom, everyone. Let us stand in the presence of the Lord this morning, and let us believe faithfully that every seat here will be filled by the time the message is delivered. Oh, Father, your word, we shall listen to it today from Psalms 119, starting at verse 41. May your grace come to me, Adonai, your salvation, as you promised. Then I will have an answer for those who taunt me. For I trust in your word. Don't take away completely my power to speak the truth. For I put my hope in your rulings, and I will keep your Torah always, forever and ever. I will go wherever I like, for I have sought your precepts. I will speak your instructions even to the kings without being ashamed. I will delight myself in your mitzvot, which I have loved. I will lift my hands to your mitzvot, which I love, and I will meditate on your laws. Such words, O Abba Father, words such as Torah, your life instructions, Father, your precepts, Father, they are the foundation to what we make in our concepts. Father, those become the very things that bring forth the life, is when your precepts are our foundation. And Father, may we truly honor and work with our strength and diligence towards your mitzvot, your commands, your instructions, Father, for life. May we love your word and your teachings for us. May we have that relationship so that it doesn't come across as scorn, but that of a father who loves and wishes to raise his child up to his level. So Father, be with us today. May we lift our hands to you freely in joy, and may we come together as one body and celebrate your love for us. And for this we pray today in the beloved name of our Savior, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. At this point, let us join together as we read. I'm sorry. Let us light the menorah first. And there shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, and the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, and the Spirit of might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. And that is from Isaiah 11, 1 to 5, referencing both God's spirits and also our beloved Messiah as a prophetic passage. When you look back and you see the pre-incarnate Yeshua, when you see the entrance into the tabernacle, the washing of the laver, when you go into the holy place, you will see the showbread, and the only thing that lightens that is the candelabra, which is the menorah, the seven-branched candle. That brings the light. So too, we are the light to the world. Yeshua said, he is the light. And then with that light, people will not stumble. So with that light shining through us, may we be an encouragement to those people who are stumbling right now in this world. And I just thank the Father that he gives us, and he has given us his light through Yeshua. Amen. I hereby join myself to the Master Adonai Yeshua, the Messiah, the righteous one who is the bread of life and the true light, the source of eternal salvation for those who hear him. Like a branch which remains in the vine, so may I remain in him, just as he also remains in the Father, and the Father in him, in order that they might remain in us. May the grace of the Master Adonai Yeshua, the Messiah, the love of Jehovah, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit abound with and in us. Amen and amen. And at this point, let us lift up our eyes and our voices before the presence of the Lord.
Lift up my eyes.
Lift up my cries
to the hills around Jerusalem, to the God of all the earth. Lift up my eyes, lift up my eyes. Who is our helper? The Lord of heaven, he will deliver. God of all the earth, who will preserve us? The mighty God will save.
Deliverer, the Lord is my loving kindness, my shield
are of salvation. Come to you we bring, your Son we're worshiping, our praise and offering. You are our salvation. You alone are worthy to be praised. You alone, O God. You gave your life for us, a sacrifice of love. Glory to your name. Mighty King, Master of everything, all creation sings, you are our salvation. Glory to you we bring, your Son we're worshiping, our praise and offering, you are our salvation. You alone are worthy to be praised, you alone, O God. You gave your life for us, a sacrifice of love. Glory to your name. So I lift up my voice and dance to the Lord. Atta Yeshua Tehu. For my heart's overjoyed, and I'll sing evermore. Sacrifice of love. Glory to your name. You are faithful and true, and you hear what I pray. Atta Yeshua Tehu. You have broken my fears and have chased them away.
Abba, it is with great joy that we acknowledge that you are our salvation. It is with great gratitude filling our hearts and our souls to know that you are the rock. Abba, our hearts are filled with joy. Our hearts are filled with love. Our hearts are filled with the understanding, the deep understanding that you are our creator, you are the lover of our souls, you are our salvation. Thank you.
My soul, wait thou only upon God, for from him.
Thank you.
Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu.
This morning of the psalm that we read, he knew these words. He spoke these words. He was attacked by a giant. He was attacked by a king who wanted to kill him, and yet he knew his rock. Praise God that we can know our rock as well. Hallelujah.
Mishkenotecha
Abba. Beloved Jehovah, teach us, we pray. Teach us humility. Teach us graciousness. Teach us to be worthy. Teach us to be righteous. Help us along the path that we have chosen to walk with you. Hold our hands. Carry us when needed. Be our strength, for our strength is not enough. B'shem Yeshua Moshiachenu.